Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right?
Apparently, he's being weird today again as well, Dan Campbell.
But he also promoted Deuce Daly, so I'll take both.
Oh, they're not mutually exclusive. You absolutely can take both. Thanks to our guests today, Kevin Weeks, who was always wonderful, as was Darnell Mayberry. We got to a lot of stuff today. It was fun. Fun show. Tomorrow was, it's Wednesday already. We'll be in studio on Wednesday and Thursday, already heading up to hump day. And by the way,
we're not opening any more baseball cards, don't worry. Although
no, but I think Jordan Malley and I are going to try to work out a way to open our NBA Top Shot packs. We're going to see if we can, if the technology will allow us to do this, and then see if we're celebrating being rich as you are with your Tom Glavine rookie card. Thanks to Jay Zawoski and Jordan, and thanks to Connor O'Donnell, COD, and Brian Gertsch for directing the video feed. And now it brings us to Lawrence Holmes. Transitions brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Hello, sir.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Layla. I figure today, let's get into whether or not Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. Now, here's the argument that I have, Dan. First of all, you're talking about the hit leader of all time. That right there should have him in the Hall. And who among us has not placed a wager on a baseball game? Damn it, put him in the Hall of Fame. What do you guys think?
Why are we doing Hot Take Tuesday?
Oh, I was just...
Steve-O and the Bucket. Middays on the Score.
I just figured we ended up in a very rote sports radio argument yesterday, and I figured I'd just throw another one at us.
Yep, we'll just do a Mount Rushmore in there somewhere.
Yes, yes, do all of it. Do all of that fun stuff. How are you two?
Okay, I think, yeah.
I try to watch you like when we're talking, even though it's delayed on the Twitch stream. And apparently when you're up now, it's a lovely like photo slideshow that you would show at like a rehearsal dinner at a wedding or something like that of pictures involving you. Did you know this?
Yeah. Gertsch and I got together for the Twitch feed and we figured that while the show was in commercial, before they started kind of popping, like, here's a video from earlier from Dan and Layla or Mully and Haw, that we would put stills up. So, and all of that happened because of the conversation I had on the air of the best stadiums that I had been to and why I thought they were great. Mm-hmm. And then I just started adding pictures. So I figured it was something for the people on Twitch to have while the show was in commercial.
I also feel like I'm at a wedding rehearsal dinner now. Like, we should say some stuff about Lawrence. Like, I got to know Lawrence when I first got to town. And then everybody, like, claps.
I like that.
Lawrence's wedding reception was a blast at the Promontory.
Well, that was for the old people. The old people came to the Promontory. We were hoping that you would come and make it to the lofts, because that's where the party happened. That was one of my favorite. One of my favorite things about that was, one, shout out to DJ Jay Illa, because he DJ'd my wedding and he spun for 5 hours. And I felt so bad because he was doing it like he didn't have like someone else DJing with him. And he was like, for y'all, I'll just do it. So we paid him handsomely for it. But my favorite part was at the end, my Aunt Linda was getting ready to leave. So my Aunt Linda, like I look at my, if you want to compare my aunts and my mom, like my mom is like business Barbie. And then my Aunt Helen is like party Barbie. And then my Aunt Linda is like homemaker Barbie. So homemaker Barbie lives in the South. Like she's in Atlanta. And she was getting ready to leave. Her and my cousin were getting ready to leave. And Illa played the wobble. And I don't know if you know about people from the South when they hear the wobble. She threw her coat down and started to do the wobble. And I was like, this is peak. Like, this is what it's supposed to be.
That or Cupid Shuffle, right?
Yeah, like, same thing. Like, it was the same type of line dancing type thing with the wobble. And seeing her, like, get in there. Yeah, get in there. I was just like, go get it out, Linda. Let's go.
Some things will never change at weddings. The wobble and the Cupid Shuffle are two of them.
Yeah, and I didn't mind. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, I feel like weddings are the place where you do that sort of stuff. So, because some people have an edict. Like, you can't, like, they don't want any of the line dancing done. Like, don't play the Cupid Shuffle. Don't play the electric slide. And I'm here for it because those are really the only dances at this point that I can do. Not all of us are like Layla. Like, Layla gets down. It's like, I'm not that person. Although,
oh, man, I just started dance practice again because I'm a crazy person with unlimited amounts of free time.
So wait, you buried the lead. You're actually training again?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it or not yet, actually. But just, you know, if you can't find me a few days a week, you'll know why.
So, like, maybe for a thing you're practicing? Maybe for a thing.
Well, it's not for venues with apparatuses, if that's what you're saying.
I was just wondering if, you know, if it was just, if there was something you wanted to get moving again, or if there might be a prize at the end of this thing.
I don't know if there's prizes anymore. I'll keep y'all posted.
Well, wait a sec, because breakdancing is an Olympic sport now.
Is that what you're doing?
I wish, dude. Those guys are awesome. I, like, learned 3 breakdance things. They're so good. It's so hard to do that stuff. You have to have very equally weighted strength in your body between upper and lower, and core strength.
I just can't
everything.
Do it. Like, I can still pop and lock, and the people on Twitch are being treated to that right now. I can still do some of the basic, like, pop and lock stuff, but that stuff that we used to do with the cardboard back in the day, I'm convinced that it was crazy, like really, really crazy what we were doing and what we were attempting to do. But I will say that when I finally got the windmill right, when I finally got it, like, I thought I was the man.
Yeah.
You know, in my sort of teenage years when that was starting up, my younger cousin was a pretty good breakdancer, despite not being a very good dancer, because he was a star wrestler. And you start talking about exactly what you're saying, Layla, that his neck muscles were so ridiculously strong. Like, these wrestlers, they trained every muscle in their body. Like, they trained those grip things that they used, and they had to do all these exercises for their trapezius muscles. And, like, he could do some of the stuff even without much of a sense of rhythm just because of that equally distributed strength.
You guys, Dan, you talking about wrestling strength, while Lawrence is somewhat quickly popping and locking, made for very interesting video just
I'm
now.
I'm paid in the shade.
Are you fired up for your show?
Yeah, I am today. Today is going to be, we're going to go all over the world today with today's show. I want to talk about the Bulls game last night because I want to get a sense for whether Bulls fans that are now reinvested thought last night's loss was a good loss or a bad loss.
No more good losses.
I thought last night was a bad loss, and I'll explain. Then at 12:40, Top 5 Tuesday, Top 5 Wrestling Promos of All Time. We are going to have a blast with that. There are already a bunch of people who have jumped in with their opinions, and their opinions don't matter. It's my top five. You want a top five, you make your own top five. So I'm going to have a top five for him at 12:40. Matt Peck is going to be on the show at 1 o'clock from Locked On Bulls. We're going to talk about Bulls with him. And yesterday I got confirmation that Russell Wilson is coming here because I got my GQ magazine, and who's on the cover but Russ and Sierra. Sierra. So I read the article. There's actually a couple of interesting things in here, and the shots, like, they're two really good-looking people. And the shots of them together are really wonderful. But there's a couple of interesting things in here that maybe Bears fans might find useful as the Bears pursue quarterbacking greatness. What if the Bears, at the end of this, what if it's Nick Foles and a draft pick?
It very well could be. That may be your clubhouse leader at this point.
If that's it, cool. I'm in.
I actually think it's not the worst thing that can happen. I'm okay if that's where they end up. But tomorrow should be interesting. After we'll be able to break down what Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy have to say. It's so weird because people talk about, well, you know, other general managers, they're equally. Meanwhile, Veach is on the station in Kansas City. You know, people are actually hearing from other general managers, and I'm glad that we'll get an opportunity to hear from the Bears one. So we've got a loaded show today. It's pretty crazy. We're going to have some fun.
Go get them.
You two have a wonderful day. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon here on The Score weekdays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.